Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. What are some of the common errors that New South Wales property agents make when completing a sales agency agreement? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 16th of August, 2023.
One of my favourite topics and one that many, many people have heard me talk about ad nauseum probably is the word on this one, but with reason. I'm going to talk about agency agreements again. Yes, we need them. Yes, we have to have them with our clients. So with whomever we enter into that agency agreement, whether it's a landlord, a vendor, a buyer, if we're acting as a buyer's agent, no matter what we're listing and selling or listing and managing, listing and leasing, we need to make sure that we're using the right agency agreement. We need to make sure that if we are listing rural land, that we are using a rural land agreement. Doesn't matter if we are a real estate agent and the land is 20 hectares or under. It is rural land, you use a rural land agreement, sales agreement. So that's the first one. Check that it's the current one. Check that it's not, you know, I've seen agency agreements when we've been in doing compliance audits that predate the 2020 Act. Just because the agency had a pad of old agency agreements, they decided they use them. Best option there is always to whomever you get your agency agreements from, get them online, make sure they're live. So the easiest way, you know they're being updated, you know they're the right version. So, you know, whether you're using, you know, ADL or EAC or REI, it doesn't matter which agreement you're using, just making sure that it is a current agreement. Another thing we keep seeing is the words as per contract. Now, interestingly, and again, I've spoken about this a number of times in Facebook and newsletters, and all of our trainers talk about it in class, is that we have actually seen a warning letter issued to an agent from Fair Trading about not using the line as per contract. When you list a property, 99.9% of the time, you will not, that vendor will not be providing you with a contract for sale. So at that point in time, there is no contract in existence. So you're referring to something that doesn't yet exist. Yes, of course it will exist in the future. And yes, of course it needs to exist before you go to market. But this agency agreement is about, it is a contract between you and your vendor. It is not about the contract or what the solicitor is putting together or what he's putting into that contract. So you need to answer the questions. If it's talking about, you know, what inclusions, it's talking about anything relating to encumbrances on the property, then you should be, if you don't know an answer to it, if your vendor doesn't have an answer, then none known to agent, none identified by vendor, nil. Much better options. It's showing that you've actually considered the issue and that you're actually having a think about what it is that you're doing. So make sure that you're answering the questions, not leaving blank spaces, not writing no, not writing N/A, which is, you know, what does it stand for? Not available, not applicable, not at home, whatever. But fill it in. So also what we're seeing a lot of not being answered are the disclosure requirements in your agency agreement. So all of those issues around that surround material fact, you need to make sure that that is filled in, prove that you've actually had the conversation with the vendor. It actually states the vendor must complete this item. Now, yes, you can sit there and ask the question and tick it. The vendor is, however, signing that agency agreement as they are agreeing to everything in there. If you're not putting anything in there, if you're not bothering to answer ask those questions and get those ticked yes or no or get more information on it, then you're not completing the job. You actually have to finish the agency agreement for it to be valid. So yes, they're signing for it and you need to make sure that those questions are answered, whether you're asking them or whether you're putting the form in front of them to read it and tick yes or no. But you're having the conversation and that part of the agency agreement proves that you've had that conversation. So guys, please get your agency agreements right. I know I always say it, you know, you're doing the job, you're doing it well. You don't want to get to the end of selling a property or a business or, you know, rural land or whatever it is that you're selling and not get paid because your agency agreement was wrong. That just hurts. So make sure that you're getting paid at the end of the day for doing the job that that you're supposed to be doing. So we want you to be compliant. We want you to, you know, do well in your businesses. That makes us happy.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.